It's time now for the best of ourselves with Marsha Hayek. Good morning, Marsha.
Good morning, CJ.
How are you?
Well, I'm working on dealing with what shows up.
Oh.
So it's a good time in terms of like facing sleet and other things that show up. You know, so here's the story I heard this week. Apparently it's an old story and I believe true, is in India during colonial times when the English had moved in, they decided that they wanted to play golf, one of their favorite things. So they built a golf course in Calcutta, then called Calcutta. And the problem was there were a lot of monkeys. Mm-hmm. And so the monkeys would come out of the trees after someone hit the ball, scurry and grab the ball and throw it. And this kind of can ruin your golf game.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. And so they decided that that wasn't okay. So that they first built really, really, really high fences, which they first thought that would work. But as you
there
can imagine,
monkeys
can climb really well. Then they thought, well, we'll lure them away. Now, I didn't see what they used for lure, but, you know, bananas, who knows?
Yeah.
But there were more monkeys than the ones that they lured away. I heard they also tried to give the monkeys their own balls, but it was much more fun to chase the balls being hit by those sticks out there. So they finally decided to change the rules and play the ball where the monkey drops it.
Awesome.
And so this could be a really good thing if you had a hook or a slice.
Right.
And it could be a very depressing thing if you had a good shot down the fairway.
Listen, I would train a monkey. See that ball?
That's what Tom said.
See that flag? Go.
Well, I think these monkeys are fairly independent spirited based on this story. But that was the way they dealt with it. There was a book written about this, Play the Ball Where the Monkey Drops It, by Gregory Jones in 2001. And so this is a fabulous metaphor, isn't
it? Yeah, it is.
Wayne Boggs, the baseball player, remember him? He said, our lives are not determined by what happens to us, but how we react to what happens. Not by what life brings, but the attitude we bring to life. That's Wade Boggs. And it's like, that is really a great metaphor. So the monkey dropped the ball, and you just have to deal with that.
Yeah.
And it could be good news, and it could be bad news. But, you know, don't we get attached? Like, it shouldn't be happening this way.
Right.
I should have known better. I shouldn't feel this way. Okay. They should have known better. They shouldn't feel that way. And so just to think about, what would that be like? So this week, I had an experience where I was interacting with a client, and they asked me a question, and I didn't know the answer. And immediately, my inner critic kicks in. Like, you should have known. I mean, what kind of person are you? You've been doing this for years. You don't know the answer to this one? And then my critic of my inner critic kicked in.
Ah.
It's like, you know better than to criticize yourself. This is not serving. So, you know, that's all spiraling.
Yeah.
And I wasn't literally thinking about the monkey dropping the ball, but it was exactly what happened. It's like, okay, wait a minute. Here I am with this. Instead of shooting myself, both the inner critic and the critic of the inner critic, why don't I just feel what it's like right now, notice what's going on, and it softened, it loosened its hold. So instead of trying to force my way into feeling different, being different, reacting different,
right,
I was just dealt with where the monkey dropped the ball. And so it's an interesting, I think we're really great when the monkey drops the ball near that flag, with you know, where the hole right is. And to learn how to be more present with wherever it is, whether it's a sleet storm or you lost your cell phone or your car won't start, how do we just allow ourselves to be present with that? Not fight it, not try to make ourselves more positive, but just allow it. It is amazing how much power that has when we're just present with where the monkey drops the ball.
I love that analogy. This is
ancient wisdom. So I'll close with being that the monkey dropped the ball, it's a more current thing. But the ancient wisdom, Epictetus, the ancient Greek philosopher, said, it's not what happens to you, but how you react that matters.
Yeah, I like that. Thanks,
Marcia. Thanks, CJ.
All right.